Speaker!
Order! Order! The House will come to order straight away. Order!
Parliament resumed at 2 with the daily prayer, followed by this announcement from the Minister for Building and Construction, Maurice Williamson.
Speaker, I've been fortunate in the last hour to have been in my office with the Miss Universe New Zealand contestants. They are in the gallery, sir, and I think this House would like to acknowledge them being here today, sir.
Then it was on to the first question time since the delivery of the budget on Thursday, with it being Nationals' turn to ask the first question, and that being directed appropriately to the budget's author and finance minister, Bill English, by his former cabinet colleague, Nick Smith, now having the backbencher's job of asking the patsy questions.
My question is to the Minister of Finance. How did Budget 2002 contribute to the government's long-term program to build a more competitive economy?
The Speaker was quick to spot the obvious error.
I think it's 2012.
But what the eggs?
Well, so long as the Minister of Finance understands his budget 2012, the Honourable Bill English.
Okay. Mr Speaker.
Bill English then ran through his budget's main features until Nick Smith ran out of questions, and it was the Opposition's turn to ask a question, with the first coming for Prime Minister John Key from Labour leader David Shearer.
Does he still believe teaching is a frontline service? And if so, why did he support the budget cuts to teacher numbers?
But Mr Key had some news for the House.
The government has announced today for 90% of New Zealand schools, they will either gain a teacher or full-time equivalent or lose a full-time equivalent. For all other schools, it will be no greater than 2 FTEs.
Mr Key then had to eat his own words, served up to him by Greens co-leader Russell Norman.
Does he agree with John Key, then Leader of Opposition, who on the 28th of September 2008 said, quote, "Let me make this absolutely clear. Under National, the number of teachers will grow," end quote. If so, how does his budget cap on the number of teachers fit with this commitment?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr Speaker, it has grown in the 3.5 years that I've been Prime Minister, and I'm thrilled that the member reads everything that I say.
Another MP who had been studying the Prime Minister's every last word was Labour's Chris Farfoy, who had this question for Associate Health Minister Joe Goodhue.
Does she agree with the Prime Minister's plan to address pay parity and workforce supply, given he said to media yesterday, "You know, New Zealand might take a different view on migration and, you know, there might be a converge of, you know, Filipino nurses that want to come and live in New Zealand or whatever it might be."
The Honourable Joe Goodhue.
Mr Speaker, the best thing that this government can do and has decided to do to actually address any need for further funding into aged care is to get our books back into surplus by 2014-15, and that is the main focus for this government in order to then look at the priorities, which will include looking at the possibility of more funding into aged care.
Back now to the teachers, and the Opposition wasn't too sure about this good news from Education Minister Hekia Parata.
We have provided the guarantee that no school will lose more than 2 full-time teaching equivalents, and 90% won't lose any more than 1 full-time teaching equivalent. This is good news.
Order. Order.
More good news now with the resumption of the budget debate, led off by the man who interrupted it on Thursday to move urgency, the government's leader of the House, Gerry Brownlee.
2,000 more nurses, 800 more doctors, 1,000 fewer back office positions in the health ministry. Mr Speaker, those are good numbers and they do represent progress in society. 600 more police on the beat. No wonder, sir, that the incidence of offending is starting to fall and that we are seeing some of the benefits from an intensive program the police have had in crime reduction.
Over to the Labour benches and some crocodile tears from Labour's Phil Twyford.
Labour opposes this appropriation estimates bill.
Yes, it's true. Yes, it's true. We are opposing this bloody hopeless, this hopeless nitpicking, penny-pinching budget. Mr Speaker, the poor members on the other side of the House have been subject to all sorts of criticism over the last few days. They've upset the paper boys, they've upset aspiring postgraduate students, they've upset elderly people looking at going into residential care, and worse than that, they've been criticised and lambasted by every respectable financial and economic commentator in this country.
Labor's Phil Twyford in the budget debate, which will continue through this week. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.